Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns over a widening trade war, sliding stocks, and a looming government shutdown. The deadline midnight when the government runs out of money. The Democratic leader in the Senate now says he will not oppose the House passed funding bill, saying a shutdown would add to troubles for Americans. Here's ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
We're seeing this bounce because it appears that we are going to avert a government shutdown. But we saw it decline because there was a lot of confusion over these tariffs. A lot of consumers need more stability because if they're concerned about prices going up, if they're concerned about losing their jobs, they're losing that consumer confidence. An 11% decrease in the last month, and it's been down for months, and it could get worse.
President Trump making a stop at the Justice Department today. He's expected to address staffers as his administration vows to reshape the agency. Severe storms on the march across much of the nation this weekend, along with extreme fire danger in parts of the South. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Improvement and Service Committee is recommending the city take on four infrastructure projects totaling over $1 million. The projects include repairs to the Pine Street parking ramp, the Main Street parking ramp, repairs to the 7th Street Bridge over the Beaver Dam Creek, and installation of water and sewer mains at Finger Road to advance Drop Forge's plan to build a $20 million plant in the area. The Green Bay Council will vote on the recommendations on Tuesday, March 18th. At a candidates' forum for races in Oshkosh, the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County announced its stance against a constitutional amendment referendum. Margie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
Like the referendum questions presented last year, this again seeks to disenfranchise voters by placing voting limits into the state constitution instead of allowing bipartisan discussions to pass policies. Although Wisconsin's photo ID law is among the most restrictive in the nation already. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin urges voters to vote no to this question.
The constitutional referendum is on the April 1st ballot. Early voting begins Tuesday, March 18th. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee, or GOAT Committee, held its first public meeting Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James, but Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20, 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs flirting with 70. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong, just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast. Glad to have you along on this TGIF Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is gorgeous outside. Sunshine, 70 degrees. Get out and enjoy it today. As Brittany Merlot said, from much of Wisconsin, particularly, and I'm using southwest corner, maybe I should say southwest third or something, very broadly. Think basically from the La Crosse area-ish over to, let's say, Wisconsin Dells, and then kind of arc down and towards Waukesha.
The palm of the hand.
That's a great way to put it, Zommers. The palm of the hand. Yes, absolutely. If you look at that as Wisconsin. That whole area is susceptible to heavy weather tonight after sundown, starting in the west, probably after 8 o'clock, the western part of the state. Some of those storms could contain high gusty winds and hail, damaging winds, and there is a chance for tornadoes as well. Not sure if you knew this or not, but 70 degrees on the 14th of March, not particularly normal. We love it, but it's not particularly normal. So that's going to clash with the cold air, and that's going to cause storms. It's going to move quickly, so we don't expect this to be a huge rain event, although we could use the moisture, less than an inch or less of rain possible, probably out of the system. But it could be very dangerous for some folks. La Crosse, Richland Center, Platteville, Madison, Beloit, Janesville, maybe the Dells, over to Watertown, Lake Mills area. And other places in Wisconsin make it severe thunderstorms. But the worst of it is in that area that I mentioned. So keep an eye on the sky after sundown and here at the Civic Media Radio Network as well. We will keep you informed. It's also Pi Day, P-I, 3.14 mathematically. We're asking you what your favorite P-I-E pie is as well. One of our listeners, Tom, down in Florida, saying pie in the sky is his favorite kind of pie. That's so Tom. Pie in the sky, but I love it. Absolutely. Big hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do a little what's worse for you in just a moment. Also, Zommers has a board game of the week, and Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in after the bottom of the hour with a week in review, a humorous look at the past week. Don't forget, if you're looking for if you're looking for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team, they won yesterday afternoon in the Big Ten tournament over Northwestern 70-63, as our great sports reporter Mike Clemens reported. And they are getting set to face UCLA in Indianapolis at around 1:30. You can find that game on our stations in Amory, Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can listen to it for free on the Civic Media app or stick around with us and have some fun. Maybe watch it on the Big Ten Network and stick around with us on the app. I can tell you in the first game this afternoon, it's looking like if Wisconsin can knock off UCLA, it would be a rematch against conference champions Tom Izzo and Michigan State University. Michigan State leading Oregon right now by a score of 73-64 with 30 seconds left in the game. So Izzo is going to advance. Badgers would be matched up against Michigan State in the semifinal tomorrow if they could pull out the win today. Mentioned this early in the broadcast. Lots of talk about Doge, Doggy, Elon Musk's made-up agency. All the cuts, where we're going to save our money. Well, few people are asking or answering the question, where does our money actually go? Where does each $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually go? Here now, consider these numbers from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which show exactly where each of our $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually goes. This is great. The majority, $24 of each $100 we send to the federal government goes to health insurance programs, things Medicaid and Medicare. $21 of every $100 we send to Washington goes to Social Security. $13 goes to defense, $13 to servicing our debt, $8 to benefits for veterans and federal retirees. $7 for every $100 we send to Washington goes to economic security programs, $5 to education, just $2 to transportation. An entire dollar of every $100 goes to natural resource and agriculture programs. A dollar to science and medical research. A dollar to law enforcement. And boy, you wouldn't know it by watching a lot of conservative news and infotainment out there. But of every $100 that we send to Washington, D.C., the entire amount that goes to international programs, think USAID, $1. Since the beginning of Trump's administration, Doge efforts have focused almost exclusively on areas that add up to roughly $2 and change. And in many cases, they haven't actually addressed perpetual spending, but simply laid off workers. Information from the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities. Think about that. For all the, you know, for all of the brouhaha going on about how much spending how much is being cut by Doge, they've only cut $2 and change for every $100 that we send them.
And even then, just by firing people, not by actually, you know.
Right, exactly.
It's going to cost us more down the line.
Right.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, consider that. It's always good to deal in facts. Just, and this is the good part about Pi Day, P-I. Numbers don't lie. Well, I guess you could cook the books, as they say. But if you're using honest numbers, and that's why a lot of mathematicians like numbers, because unlike the written word where you could kind of, you know, zhuzh, to use the term these days, zhuzh it up. Hard to zhuzh numbers if you have an honest mathematician or accountant.
Unless you're also using words.
So anyway, I thought that was valuable as we go through the next few days, few months on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Breaking news right now. This is real. Our friend Brady Ewing, who comes on the program every other Friday, this is how dedicated Brady Ewing is.
and his brother, Brandon. This actually comes from Brandon. The Ewing brothers are absolutely dedicated to the show. Even on their week off, they're still providing us with factual news and sports information. Brandon texted me just now and says, Frantrum just got fired. I said, what?
Whoa.
And now, according to ESPN.com, University of Iowa is set to dismiss head coach Fran McCaffrey after 15 seasons, according to ESPN today. An official announcement could come as early as this afternoon. He's the school's all-time wins leader with 297. Iowa's season ended on Thursday with a 106-94 loss to Illinois in the second round of the Big Ten tournament, with McCaffrey getting ejected in the second half after being assessed two technical fouls for arguing with officials. Again, multiple sources are reporting at this hour, University of Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey out after 15 seasons. Tom Izzo, who just won and beat Oregon the Big Ten tournament game, he was talking, when they played Iowa here a couple weeks ago, look, they should keep this guy. He knows what he's doing. He kind of comes from the Tom Izzo era, by the way.
At the same time, if I acted at work the way that guy does, right. I would have been canned long ago.
He has some anger issues. So much so that his own son transferred out of the program, allegedly. So, anyway. It is 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's do a quick version here. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, simply your chance to be heard across Civic Media's normally 11 stations. We're down to, what, 9 right now? No, 8 because of Badger basketball. This is fantastic. It has to do with bodily gases. And I think this is a real question.
It is.
What's worse? And it's timely indeed, because during basketball season, a lot, like I say, the office right now, you could throw a rock and not hit anybody. People are out watching basketball with their paid time off, and that's fantastic. They're enjoying. Luke Mathers is down in Arizona watching the Brewers, but this time of year, lots of sporting events going on, and people like wings, they like pizza, foods that could cause us gas. So today's what's worse? What's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, our graphic for today's segment shows a weather forecaster having a bad case of the hiccups at KSLA out in Los Angeles. And then Jim Nantz, speaking of basketball, though he's no longer the play-by-play guy on CBS for March Madness. He's now just doing the NFL. But it shows a picture of Jim Nantz, CBS's legend Jim Nantz Summers. What's up with that?
He's got a bit of a wince on his face, and that's because Phil Simms just farted on him. Here's the audio from that. It's very funny.
All right.
The fart's hard to hear. It's a deep rumbler, but the reaction's hilarious.
Here we go.
6-yard field goal try.
Yeah, and gotta remember the win. We've talked about that, and I think it's warmed up though, Jim. Just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
You really have to see the video, because Jim Nantz he looks at him and literally gets out of his stool during a CBS game because Phil Simms is past gas. All right, come on back. What's worse, hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842 is the Tahoe Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions.
Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wiss.fm and click events to learn more.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor. Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, March 14th. Glad to have you along. Peter Rapine after the bottom of the hour with a humorous look at the weekend review. A quick reminder, courtesy of our colleague Jane Matt-Nair, who is doing double duty today as traffic producer, saying that she is traveling north on I-94 past the Highway 20 intersection there, or off or on ramp, and a big backup. So I-94 headed north around Highway 20. Avoid that area if at all possible. Some traffic incidents around there, just a bad situation. So be aware of that for all of our listeners on WAUK, especially. Right now we're in the middle of what's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? Which one is worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas? What's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's fantastic.
If you're passer, it could be silent but deadly, and then you have a chance of looking around and pretending it was somebody else.
Right?
Where if it's hiccups, you're loud and proud, and there's nothing you can do about it, and the receiver just has to stand there and take it either way.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. What's worse, hiccups or gas? Megan listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX says hiccups are way worse. They're so annoying that my husband will leave the room sometimes if I hiccup for too long. Our own Casper here at MDX says hiccups are worse for the hiccupee. Gas is worse for everyone else. So kind of along with Ollie, whether it's the passer or the receiver. What else we have here? Also, Brian listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Gas is worse. Sometimes it's not gas. I can't read. It's all craps and giggles until the giggles and craps. Obviously, I don't pre-read these folks. Jeff in Madison on WMDX says, I hate having hiccups more than receiving. I hate gas more. All right, very good. Hiccups can be annoying, says Data in La Crosse. well, gas often feels pretty good. While gas often feels pretty good. That's true.
That's a good point.
If you're gassy and you have to pass gas, once you do it, it's like, oh, that's a relief
from the bloating.
Right, for the bloating. Kurt in Madison on WMDX. Hiccups can be very, very painful. I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I drank some really highly carbonated sparkling water, and I had the hiccups approximately once a minute for 20 days.
Get the hell out of town.
I went to the doctor like multiple times, and then just like, we'll do some blood work to make sure you don't suddenly have cancer or something.
What?
Because apparently
you
that can be a sign of that.
You had hiccups for 20
yeah,
straight
it
days?
It was miserable.
Even
it
at
was
night?
Awful. It did. It took me a long time to fall asleep, and I woke up earlier than I wanted. It was miserable.
Hiccups for 20. Who? I've never heard of that happening.
I hadn't either.
Did somebody just tell somebody, look, follow me around to scare the crap out of me? Well, maybe not that. But
I mean, so for me, hiccups are worse because whenever I get them for more than a couple minutes, I'm like, oh no, not again.
I've never heard of that.
Like I said, I hadn't either, but I swear this happened. And I went to the doctor, and what eventually they had me do, all the tricks that you hear, like drink a bunch of water.
Right.
Eat a bunch of sugar and then drink a bunch of water, or like hold your breath and blow, like hold your nose and blow really hard and whatever. Like that's all the stuff they had me do, and it wasn't working. And then eventually it stopped.
Have you ever thought about? I've been saying this seriously. Have you ever thought about donating your body to science before you pass? Because you're a very interesting person.
There's
medically.
A lot going on. Yeah,
there's a lot going on. 20 straight days, Zombies?
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that tops everything I could add. I mean, clearly for you, the hiccups are worse. I agree with most people that said it depends on whether you're the giving or the receiving
yes.
end. I mean, I've known some people, and maybe myself included. I mean, there are people that pass gas, and the paint in the room on the walls peels away. I mean, it's just
oh,
ridiculously
yeah.
bad. For the purse, I don't like hiccups because it just, I don't know why. All right. We got enough time to do a 3-minute version of Board Game of the Week.
Sure, we could do that.
All right, here we go. A speed round Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back for another Board Game of the Week. The first consecutive Board Game of the Week in quite some time.
Oh, yes, yes.
So earlier this week, at a all-staff meeting on Tuesday, Bob Ross became a topic of discussion.
Oh.
The famous painter, very relaxed fellow. You know, anyone can paint and guides people through turning happy mistakes into beautiful art.
Yes.
There's a board game that it reminded me of called Bob Ross, Art of Chill.
This came up in Tuesday's staff meeting?
It did.
I should start going to those. Go ahead.
My youngest sister got that game for Christmas one year, and we actually played it quite a bit, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, Bob Ross, Art of Chill. Basically, you have an easel, and Bob Ross paintings get put up with different features that you're trying to paint. And you're collecting cards with paints, different colors, and different supplies, and trying to paint the features within the amount of turns it takes you to move your little wooden Bob Ross figurine across the painting for him to finish
There's Bob Ross figurines?
Just one little wooden Bob Ross, yeah.
Does it have the big hair?
It does.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And so you're just trying to chill and, you know, paint along with him and see who can paint, you know, the most accurate stuff at the same time as he does. And I will say the scoring mechanism makes the game sometimes end really fast.
Oh, all right.
So I recommend if you do play this game to, like, plan on just playing it double. Like, it's fun.
It sounds really fun. I really like this one. What's it called?
Bob Ross, Art of Chill. And it's $15-$20. It's pretty cheap.
Does it come with gummies?
You have to provide your own.
Okay.
BYOG.
All right. There you go. Board Game of the Week. That was fantastic. That was one of the better ones you've done. I really like that one.
It's a fun one.
Have you played it?
Yeah. We played it a bunch.
Wow. You should bring it in sometime.
I'll have to see where she has it, if it's at my parents' house or at her apartment.
All right, I love me some Bob Ross. There you are. Where's that little tree live? There lives a little
happy
squirrel.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees. We're going to come back with the Happy Peter Rapine and the Week in Review from EPOM's World. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Greater Green Bay Community Foundation awarded over $341,000 in grants to 35 nonprofit organizations during the winter grant cycle this year. The nonprofits that serve Brown, Kewaunee, and Oconto counties will use the grants for everything from job training programs, youth mentoring, feeding those with food insecurity, providing dental care to uninsured children, helping refugees, environmental programs, literacy programs, programs for the homeless, and many other worthy projects. The grants are awarded twice a year, and applications for the next grant cycle open May 1st. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities passed the State Assembly's Public Safety Committee Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the Assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. A Wisconsin retailer is not making the same amount of sales. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news.
One of the changes new CEO Ashley Buchanan wants to implement is a reduction in the number of brand exclusions and restrictions in the popular Kohl's cash promotions. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs flirting with 70. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Music for the Shamrockin' Bar Crawl. March 15th, it starts with Whitney Rose at 4 p.m. and James Crockett at 10. Then be sure to check out the Bockfest celebration March 22nd and the annual tapping of Roaming Goat Maibach, plus live music, campfires, and beer spiking available for a limited time. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Monday's show, Mike Stepak from Fox Sports sits in for me while I'm off on vacation.
Then we'll check in with Jeff Urkey from Pickle and Bags. We'll give you a shot at winning Mino's money, courtesy of Nicolet Bank and Jim's Marine Back at Tank Top. Join us.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on TGIF, March 14th, Friday, the 2025. Zomer is already starting the segment off here with the right vibe. Welcome, everybody. Town Hall Ball with Aaron Zomer. The board is time once again for our bi-weekly look at the week in review, a wacky look at actual things that actual humans have done. And for that, we bring on the managing editor of ebombsworld.com, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, the Bob Ross of entertainment, Peter Rapine.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm fantastic. Every time you come on, I'm fantastic because you have such a chill vibe to you. You're unflappable.
That's just the nice face I wear for you guys. It's not always the case.
Are you just a total like bastard when you're not on the air?
No, I think it's the work I'm in to go through these headlines today. It takes someone with their feet on the ground.
Something like that. You're also drinking hibiscus tea.
I am. Yeah. I'm a tea guy now.
Wow. And you have an inspirational saying on your tea bag?
Yeah, so Yogi Tea, they all give you a little quote. And mine today says, your potential self is infinite.
Oh, your potential self is infinite. That's a headline right there.
You're not for our website.
No, but just it's a headline nonetheless.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Peter? Are you, is spring sprung out there in Brooklyn, New York?
Fake spring is here. So it was nice for a couple of days, and then now it's kind of cold again. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, the heavy coats will be put away.
Yeah, that's how it goes here too.
It's going to be like 72 here today, and then 30 by Sunday.
Yeah, we're going through the same thing. 54 today, and a little colder this
week. It's Mother Nature's menopause. You get hot, and then you get cold. That's the way it goes. All right, Peter. Again, remind people, these are not things you make up. These are not fictional things. You and your staff at ebombsworld.com scour the headlines for wacky human behavior. These are real things by real humans.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
We're funny, but we're not this funny. I love that. All right, Peter Rapine. As Zomer has alluded to here, a lot of people, you see this. I mean, our office today is virtually deserted. People are out on spring break. People are just, they're ready to go for spring break. First headline, Peter.
First headline reads, spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
Spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
So basically, if you don't know spring break, every horny and drunk college kid in America flocks down to Miami or Cancun. And so we have a compilation here of a bunch of videos from hotels where, you guessed it, young college kids are boning away their spring break.
But these are not sex videos. These are just the fact that people are in adjoining rooms and they're just minding their own business. And people are, you know, letting nature take the course in the room next door.
Yeah. These are videos from people who are either angry that they're not having sex or angry that they're having to listen to someone else have sex. And probably a little bit of both.
They're laying there. They're just trying to get a good night's sleep. And you know, Chad and Becky down the hall are going at it.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet, which I think authentically conveys the experience of being in the room next door.
Right, so these are not sex videos. This is simply people who are like, I'm recording this because I'm sick of this. So here now, actual recordings of hotel guests tired of their spring break people down the hall or next door.
That one's nice and succinct. That really conveys
that
it.
That really conveys it. All right, next one.
Just a lot of quiet little screams, and that one was saying, "Oh my god, oh my god,
right." All right, and finally,
That one's pretty hard to hear. That's a lot more like bed noise.
Yeah, bed noises. Bed noises. Peter, have you ever been in a hotel where you've had to witness, you're just minding your own business and people are boning next door?
Well, it's funny that you say that because just this week, you guys know I moved into a new place recently.
Yes.
And I heard my neighbor for the first time at 1:30 in the morning the other night. So.
Thin walls of the new place.
Thin walls. Yeah. It's New York, man. But I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the audio from that second video, I think she might be faking it a little bit.
It seems quite exaggerated.
She's trying
to make the dude she's hooking up with feel good about himself, and she's going over the top.
And he probably feels great. Yeah.
He probably feels very good about himself. Well, yeah, it's I've witnessed it, or I've been in a hotel situation where that's going on next door. But yes, I've also had apartments where, you know, you hear way too much about the person next to you or whatever.
There's a saying in New York, you either have a naked window neighbor or you are the naked window neighbor.
I have a long story I won't go into, but I had my sister that was staying with me one time in an apartment I was at. She was visiting and she woke up the next morning and she said, I couldn't sleep. Did you hear that dog yapping last night? I'm like, it wasn't a dog. All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline. Here we go.
Okay, next headline. Weatherman reporting on storm gets hit by flying fish.
Weatherman reporting on a storm gets hit by flying fish. Do explain.
And this video comes to us from Norway, where they had one of their worst storms in the last 30 years. Mm. And the weatherman reporting is standing a bit too close to the ocean. And I believe we have some really great audio for this one as well.
Oh, here's actual audio from an actual weatherman out in the elements.
Det står her langs norskekysten, hvor det uværet synes det stedet på å være I hovedattraksjon. Det bare å holde seg fast. Det flyr tak, husvegger, bare...
This poor man! He's just standing there doing this report, and all of a sudden the fish just bonks him.
Yeah. He gets hit by a fish, kind of throws him off balance, and then he kind of gets taken out by a wave, which is what the scream is.
And then after that, he's laughing.
Right.
Yes, and then he's laughing because hilarious, obviously.
Now, these are the things that they don't teach you at broadcast school or meteorology school. When you're out there in the elements, I mean, you've seen like Anderson Cooper or Jim Cantore, they get hit by a piece of cardboard or wood or something in a tornado. Nobody talks about the poor people getting hit in the head by flying fish.
No, it's not as common. Yeah.
It turns out
they don't. Anderson Cooper gets a lot of love for all of his like crazy reporting that he does out in the elements. And I hope this guy, gets the respect he deserves.
I hope so as well. We're talking to Peter Ray Pine, managing editor of EPOM's World, as we do every other week, with wacky headlines of actual, real, wacky human behavior. You can find all of this at epomsworld.com. Peter Ray Pine, next headline.
So this one is I'm going to need to give you a little context before. So the term goon or gooning is an internet term where, and I'll try to edit my words.
Yes, be careful. Yes.
It's a term where people pleasure themselves for an extended period of time.
Right.
And the goal is not to finish, but just to
extend.
Get yourself in a euphoric state. Mm-hmm. And it's called gooning. I just need to get that context.
They touched on this on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and our friend Dr. Wiley, who is a OBGYN. Who touched lightly on this, but now let's continue.
So TCL UK just released an ad encouraging TV owners to goon with grandma.
TCL just released an ad encouraging TV owners to, quote, goon with grandma. Good Lord, what's this about?
And we have the audio.
Judas Priest. Here we go.
If you own a TCL, let's go, go.
Yeah,
man is the Goon King, and you're on my Gooner Empire.
Now, you would have to know. It's a good thing you set it up, because if you just hear the song, a lot of people aren't going to, you know, catch that.
And clearly, TCL is trying to, you know, cram as many, like, Gen Z buzzwords in here as possible.
Right.
Right? They said skibbity. They said alpha. I don't know. They said
what's skibbity? I don't know. I'm not familiar. What is
so it's skibbity? It's from a YouTube series called Skibbity Toilet, where, like, this heroin-looking guy's head pops out of a toilet. And he just yells, skibbity, 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 skibbity. And I think there's like some.
I can't believe Zomers had that ready to go.
No, I'll show you the video later, but that's skibbity.
But skibbity is like a 70-part YouTube season series. And it might be one of the most watched medias ever in the history of the world.
Get
like
out.
The videos all have like 50-60 million views, and collectively I think it has amassed one of the largest audiences ever. The kids love it.
Why is the world the way it is today? Because people are watching skibbity videos.
Yes, but back to TCL. They clearly just hammed in as many little buzzwords as they could. And I'm honestly surprised they got this one over the line and approved, because, I mean, Gooning with Grandma, it's probably not something you want to tell your audience to do.
And it's on Amazon, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So, but I think the point of it is here, they wanted people like us to talk about it, to give TCL some press, and hey, turns out it was successful.
And they got me.
Our next headline, EPOM's World.
All right, our next one is another weather story. Tornado hits news station as they're reporting on it.
Lots of weather today. So a tornado hits a news station as they're reporting on it. Good Lord.
So this is a Fox 35 station in Florida, and you can hear the anchor, you know, talking about the tornado as it's coming. They like switch out to an audio or a video cam from their headquarters. And in like 10 seconds, it just like comes right to them. And
good gosh. Are we going to listen to this? Zomers? All right. So Zomers has it queued up about where this happened. So this is not so funny, but it is a real story here. So here's a tornado actually hitting a news station during the broadcast.
Okay. Bring the camera up, guys, if you can. Zoom out. Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on. Okay, take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Everybody get on the desks. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
We're still in debris zone.
So now apparently the station must have been fortified because they didn't go off the air, which is incredible. And for that guy to keep it together while they were literally getting hit by a tornado.
Yeah, no, he sounds really calm.
Yeah.
And I think it also, you know, gives a new meaning to reporting on the scene. The scene came to them. They didn't have to go anywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I do like to imagine that someone was watching that news report at home, and they jumped under their desk just after hearing him say that. And they're like, oh, crap, like, it's here, it's right here. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not where they are.
I won't go into the details, but early the first year of my broadcasting career, back in 1987, a tornado hit, not quite directly hit on our station, but in our town. And that was not pleasant to be on the air. I actually went underneath the broadcast desk while it went through. Scary stuff. But not a great moment in Todd's broadcasting career. But anyway, we kept it on the air. All right, we have to take a little, Peter, we have to do a little break here. We have to do a little business, as we say. And then we'll come on back and more wacky headlines from spring break, maybe more from Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. It's Zomers, it's Rapine, it's All Ball. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This
Odessa's 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Craving a deliciously authentic schnitzel? Thirsty for a beer brewed locally following the German purity law? Check out OB's Brauhaus in Appleton, serving their customers since 1928, making them the most German authentic restaurant in the area. Dig into several types of handmade schnitzels or Bavarian dinners, along with modern traditional American fare like filet mignon, grilled salmon, or more. OB's Brauhaus offers happy hour Tuesday through Thursday, fish fry on Fridays, and shrimp or extra, extra large schnitzels on Saturdays. Prost!
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's John Minow.
And I'm Jim Schmidt from Minow and the Mayor.
Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS, now brought to you by Pickle and Bags.
For your next group outing, visit pickleandbags.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Minow and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Minow and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Minow and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Minow and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, news from ABC or CBS, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Don't forget, particularly for the kind of, as Zahmer said, if you look at your hand, your right hand, and that looks like Wisconsin, the Palm area or the southwest corner of the state from La Crosse over to the Dells, then kind of go down towards Waukesha area, that southwest part of the state, under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado, severe weather alerts, basically. The 70-degree temperatures are not normal. The front will move through and storms after dark. So after 8, 9 o'clock happening in the west and then moving quickly across the rest of the state, there is a possibility for tornadoes. And for heaven's sake, please do not be burning anything outdoors. It is tinder dry today. Give our first responders and our firefighters a break. No burning today in Wisconsin because of the weather. And then Maggie Dawn is in after that. Maggie Dawn show every afternoon from 2 until 4. The Badgers right now playing on select stations across Wisconsin. They lead right now early in the game, 12-8 over UCLA. The winner takes on Michigan State tomorrow afternoon. Right now we have the managing editor, as we do every other Friday here on the Week in Review, with our old friend, ongoing contributor from E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, international friend and man of mystery. I keep saying this. I'm going to make it happen before the snow flies again. I'm coming out to Brooklyn, and we're doing a whole show together out there. How about that?
I'd love it.
All right. Sounds great. All right, Peter, next headline.
Okay. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass.
Right. Let me find this one here. Where is it again? What kind of man? Oh, this Philly. Philly is in Philadelphia. Quote, this is a headline. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass. All right, here we go. Here we go. What is it?
So someone posted on the r Philadelphia subreddit earlier in the week that tomorrow he's going to be sitting on a bench in the city center, and he's inviting anybody to come and fight him. It doesn't matter if you're 6'9 and 270 pounds. But his only caveats are he won't fight anyone over the age of 50, and he won't fight multiple people at the same time, and there are no weapons involved. But if you show up, there will be a man sitting on a park bench in the city center. He's 21 years old. He has boxing gloves, but he prefers a bare knuckle fight, and he will fight you and shake your hand afterwards. So, Philly people, you've heard it here.
And if you've known anybody from Philadelphia, this makes perfect sense.
It does. It's something that belongs in an episode of Always Sunny in Philly. It's something Mac would do.
They're a different breed of cat out there in Philadelphia.
They are.
Do we know anything about this kid? I mean, is he a fighting weight, or is he just a scrawny guy that wants publicity?
Honestly, I think he's just, you know, some guy who wants to get punched in the face.
I think he's doing it for the publicity, for the likes or whatever, the TikToks.
Well, sure. But, I mean, yeah, there was a guy a couple months ago, 6 or so months ago, who ate an entire rotisserie chicken in Philadelphia. And he ended up getting like a crowd of like 100 people to watch him. but yeah, this is very typical of the internet these days, where someone will host a lookalike contest, a chicken eating contest. This guy's kind of going right to the end of that train of thought with just come and fight me if you want.
So if you find yourself in Philadelphia tomorrow, get on down there and just, you know, kick the crap out of some dude. He's waiting for you.
If you're over 50, stay home.
Right, I'm ineligible now. So
or show up to watch.
I have to be, or show up to watch and cheer him on. All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline from E-Bombs World.
All right, next headline. Farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest thing you can do.
Now, this is timely indeed, because our what's worse today is what's worse, hiccups or gas. And we got a bunch of people. And so here now, the headline, farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest things you could do. Explain.
So we have a compilation video here of, and we say inflatable costumes. It's one of those plastic SpongeBob costumes that has a little fan in it that kind of blows you up. And it's a compilation video of people either farting or spraying fart spray inside the little fan that controls the air for the costume. And then the aftermath is basically someone kind of convulsing and shaking as fast as they can, trying to get out of the costume.
Okay, here now, people farting in inflatable costumes.
Hey, why are you laughing?
That's what you get for eating my snack. It's just people freaking out trying to get
out. People freaking out. It's a little hard when you can't see it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cruel thing to do, but yeah, if you're just watching it, it's juvenile funny.
Yeah, you can, in that audio, you can kind of discern the gagging sound,
right,
and then the plastic ruffling is just them convulsing, being stuck inside of an inflatable fart prison.
And as we said earlier in what's worse, hiccups or gas. A lot of people said it depended whether you were on the receiving end or the giving end. Gary watching on Facebook says a new high for the Todd Hallball Show. Thank you, Gary. We we're serious. You got to have a little fun doing it. You got to have a little fun on these Fridays. I'm sorry, Peter. We've run out of time for this week. There are so many headlines. I appreciate you, my friend. You're fantastic. You always make us end a Friday on a laugh and the lighter side of life, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Have a great weekend, Peter. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers. All of you for listening. Have a safe and healthy weekend. Go Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament and Selection Sunday on Sunday. We'll be back on Monday with you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Hallball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sturgeon Spirits is driven by three principles: community, sustainability, and spirited living. Founder Carl Lowenstein's passion for the traditions of distilling shines through with those values at the heart of everything they create. In addition to their cocktail bar and tasting room, now the Ready Room is open for your next event. A private bar with aviation-inspired details is the ideal spot for intimate parties, conferences, weddings, or any celebration. Sturgeon Spirits, 2663 Oregon Street in Oshkosh. SturgeonSpirits.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A midnight deadline looming for a government funding to run out. The Senate now looks like it has the votes to approve the House passed measure to extend funding.
As progressive activists clamor for Democrats not to cave, the Senate minority leader says he begrudgingly won't stand in the way of the continuing resolution.
Clearly, this is a Hobson's choice. The CR is a bad bill.
Chuck Schumer argues that a shutdown would kick DOGE-related furloughs into overdrive. The House passed bill funding the government through the end of September needs 60 votes to clear the Senate, an outcome that's now expected ahead of the midnight deadline. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Measles cases as of March have already topped total cases in 2024 nationwide. The outbreak in Texas and New Mexico alone have a combined 294 cases compared to 285 cases total nationwide last year. Severe storms on the march across parts of the Midwest and South this weekend. This is ABC News.